Bucks. They're not going to let the pressure exceed the pleasure, and they're ready to take on the Vikings. Can they come back strong with a win? We're covering it right up to the game. Keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left! Left, left, and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To print documents in corporate America is a real big expense. Some of our top customers spend north of $1 million every year. We help our clients manage what they have better, faster, for far less. We bring them visibility to the expense, to the redundancies. They're consistently shocked when they see what they're spending, and how much they're printing. Customers renew with us because we do exactly what we say we're going to do. That's brilliance in the basics. That's what we're all about. One of the things that I like about doing business with American Chartered Bank is they get it. They're business people. They're entrepreneurs like me. I feel I'm working with someone that understands what it takes to build a business. I'm Frank Gasparri, CEO of Flexprint.
American Chartered works for Flexprint and 8,000 other companies throughout Chicago. The bank for your business. American Chartered. Member FDIC.
risk.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears returned to practice this morning after a bye week, and as they prepare to take on Minnesota on Sunday, Olin Kreutz told Mully and Hanley this morning he hopes the team did their homework during their time off.
It all depends on where you are as a team and how much of your system you have in. So, of course, I'm sure John Foster would have liked a few more days and a few more padded practices. But like you said, this is just where we are now. I always thought you don't need your coaches to get stuff done. So hopefully the Bears players took their videos home and worked on what they needed to work on.
You can hear more with Olin Kreutz at MullyandHanley.com. Elsewhere in the NFL today, Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul will have his hand examined by team doctors for the first time since early September. At the last meeting, Pierre-Paul told the team he was ready to play immediately, but the Giants refused to clear him. Johnny Manziel will meet with the league to discuss an incident from last week in which he was pulled over after reports of erratic driving and in which his girlfriend accused Manziel of repeatedly hitting her. Monday Night Football tonight, Baltimore and Arizona. To baseball, where the World Series gets underway tomorrow night in Kansas City as the Royals and the Mets face off in the Fall Classic. Matt Harvey slated to go for the Mets. The Royals have yet to name an official starter. Kansas City last won the World Series in 1985. The Mets just a year later in 1986. And Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant is the Sporting News 2015 National League Rookie of the Year, as selected by a panel of 167 National League players. Bulls open the regular season tomorrow night against the Cavaliers at the United Center. Derrick Rose will start and will be under no restrictions, according to coach Fred Hoiberg. Rose played 10 minutes in Friday's matchup with Dallas for the first time this preseason. LeBron James returned to practice for Cleveland yesterday, 2 weeks after receiving an injection to help alleviate a sore back. And everyone was present and accounted for at the Blackhawks morning skate today as the Hawks get ready to take on the Ducks tonight at the UC. Anaheim struggling on offense. They've been shut out 4 times in 7 games so far this season. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Corey Crawford gets the start. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Prairie Organic Vodka and The Score invite you to watch the Monday game with former Chicago football linebacker Hunter Hillenmeyer on November 9th at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contests. It's Toasting with the Top, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted, made with respect from seed to glass. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, Julie DeCaro.
Thank you, Jules.
Thank you to our producers.
Thank you, producers.
Jay Zawoski was off. James Woodard was here. Nice to see you, James.
James Woodard got more and more comfortable every segment.
That's how it's supposed
even
to
if
work.
Our listeners didn't.
Thank you to Nick Szepkowski for being the man that he is and doing the job that he does.
He's a bad guy.
Big Cat Williams was on the show. Hub Arkish was on the show. Mike Fratello was on the show.
Hub was kind of on the show.
Hub was, he sounded a lot like Bane.
Hub was under a blanket, it sounded like.
Did it? But he never got out of bed. He just stayed under his blanket.
No, he was in a pond. He was in a pond outside.
Stop!
Outside of Alice Hall.
You're gonna try to get into this again. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're gonna talk about cars getting pushed into ponds.
And who might have done it?
7th inning stretch coming your way.
Tomorrow, the damn Bruce Fremming. Tomorrow, we have on the show Entrell Roll, who's back practicing. I think Rodney Harrison is tomorrow.
Yeah. And maybe Entrell Roll will be the first Bears defensive back to make a play on a ball.
Yeah, that's why I said to Hub.
Hey,
Hub
could be nice.
Somebody has to.
No one's gotten an interception yet. As many people that throw on the Bears, no one's
Six
picked the ball
games,
up.
No interceptions.
Wait, nobody on the entire team? Not even any linebackers?
Well,
no, nothing?
Yeah, secondary guys.
Oh, yeah, McPhee's got one.
McPhee got one. Jared Allen got one.
Yeah. Jared Allen,
no secondary guys.
Mm-hmm. Jared Allen.
Different scheme.
One of them,
he's doing what he does.
He looked quick. He looked quick and Jared Allen.
He still had the Velcro jersey on.
That's a defense, though, that thing that Carolina
Thomas Davis.
Holy crap. My guy.
Your guy, Keekly.
Oh, my draft pick.
Terry.
He's not even the best linebacker this year on that team, though.
Thomas Davis
is.
I know that's what you're going to say.
But there was a
that's
moment.
Just because he's. That's because my guy is white.
There was a moment in the fourth quarter.
Keekly.
Where like Keekly went out for one play.
Yes, I saw that.
And DeMarco Murray turned the corner and got like
turned
eight.
The corner.
And then Keekly came back and Murray got 2 yards again.
He turned the corner.
just, that guy is just
he's
like
one of the best two or three in the game.
Dances through everybody mm-hmm. to get to you.
Yeah, and he said he's powerful too.
Oh,
he is. He bring like remember what they said about yeah. That's the problem though. Like you missed 3 weeks with a concussion. It might be time for that when the second one rolls around, it might be time for you to lay him up.
They had Dan Morgan there.
Yes,
they know all about that.
But Dan was also a guy that they masked it with other injuries as well. Remember?
Yeah,
remember
when, that's not what it was, though.
I understand, but remember when Brett Favre stiff-armed him and it broke his leg and like, Dan's out again. He's injury-prone. And you're like, yeah, but he's had five concussions, too. So everyone started thinking, oh, his body's breaking down. I was like, no, his head's breaking down.
Is he even functional these days?
I mean, you know what happens after the lights go out. Nobody cares.
Right.
Until real sports shows up and then you see how he looks.
The shift change that we are in the midst of is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Anybody catch the baseball game on Friday night? That was a great baseball game. As Ned Yost is a back-to-back World Series attending manager.
And I stood at attention when they made it because of Ned Yost. My God.
Monkey driver.
The finest baseball strategist I've ever seen.
Scott Brooks.
He didn't want to go to Wade Davis, he lets Ryan Madsen give up the lead.
It doesn't matter.
And then he does bring in Wade Davis and then has to sit him for the hour-long rain delay.
Correct.
And still gets it done. You know why? Because that third base coach sent it. It was
Mike,
the most
I think it's time to think about Lorenzo Cain, how fast he is.
Todd Gurley, right?
Mike Jersley was the guy when I would do pregame interviews for the Rockford Royals, he would walk over and set his junk on my tape recorder and stand there.
And later on his head, just LeBron
and
you.
Stand there.
It's called LeBron.
I had the recorder set on my knees.
Gave me the Rockford package.
That's what he would do. He would walk over and he would just take a flop.
Wow.
All of it right there. Just stand.
try to make you
start the interview over. He just started going, what do you think of this?
Hey, at least he knows how fast Lorenzo Cain is.
Not only does he know how fast, he knows that Joey Bats gets lazy and throws the ball into second every time. So he just waited for him to throw that way.
I don't know if the Royals can beat them because that pitching is really overwhelming. But they are just...
You know why they can, Terry? Because they are the best team in baseball at hitting fastballs 95 and above and 96 and above. The Royals are. Cubs were the worst.
Kansas City special.
Comes to the highest slugging, though.
Highest slugging, but...
And Kansas City goes hunting early, too.
Yeah.
They don't wait for those 1-2
counts.
They
don't grind out at bats.
They go at you first and second pitch.
But they make contact. They're weighted on base. Their weighted on base average against fastballs 95 and above is the best.
What is it? Like 370 or something?
I think it's 340.
Plus, they don't have a lot of swing and miss guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't have a lot of swing and miss guys, you're gonna make general contact, which was my favorite general. You're going to make contact more times than not, and guys are just supplying the power with a 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball.
Against fastballs 94 and above, the league is 317. The Royals are 368.
Wow. That's sensational.
Yeah. And against 96 and above. 96 and above, the league is 299. The Royals are 342.
Well, they're going to have to command their secondary pitches the way they did against the Cubs. Yep. The changes and the curves and the splitters and all that.
They just don't have a top starter.
If the Mets lose, it won't be because of bad scouting. I will say that they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They will figure out the opposing weakness.
I think the Mets are going to win in six.
I think the Royals have been hunting for it all damn year, had that edge, and they're going to play great and take it.
What a day to not have the Bears, though.
It was a crazy day.
Gorgeous fall
just
day.
Just the perfect
to my side. Oh, okay.
Day. I mean, just it could not have been better.
It was so fallish.
To have nothing.
So fallish.
It really was. Nothing to do.
Also fallish.
Like the first day we've had with no youth baseball, no hockey, just wide open and it's like begging for you to go
walk around outside. It's begging for you to watch the Jets and the Patriots. One of the best games I have seen.
My man.
Are you kidding
me? I'm glad he said that.
One of the best games I have seen.
Ryan Fitzpatrick played his ass off. Ryan Fitzpatrick played some big boy.
For a guy nobody wanted.
He played some big boy quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
And then Tom Brady's like, all right, fourth quarter now.
And they ran the ball six times.
Yes. 86% of their plays they passed or dropped back.
So much frustration. And they also didn't like give up on third and five with the game on the line. You know what they did? They threw for it.
This 86%, by the way, that's the highest of any team that's ever won a game in the NFL. And there's like eight higher, but they're all losers.
He threw 54 passes. They mm-hmm. dropped 11 of them.
What happened? He left his hands on the pup list.
Oh, my God. But he had his beard in San Francisco. Dropped the ball. And you know what he did? He just kept throwing until he caught it.
Yeah. I mean,
the Jets are nasty, by the way.
Yes, they are.
Jets are nasty, so don't underestimate them. I will not.
You know what's coming back? And it kind of is restoring kind of like that football order.
Yeah.
Formulaic football teams, not just the Seahawks, but formulaic football teams are realizing that, you know what? My quarterback sucks at least 6 or 7 weeks out the season. My defense has to be faster than theirs. My defense has to get to the quarterback, and I need a running back.
So the Broncos.
Look at the Rams. The Rams are what the Seahawks were 4 years ago. And they're just searching for the signal caller, but until they find it.
First round picks in the front wall, don't they?
They got Alec Ogletree, who's hurt. You got Robert Quinn. You got Chris Long. You got Janoris Jenkins in the backfield.
You got Aaron Donald, who might be
the best defensive tackle in the game. And you've got Eric Dickerson / Marcus Allen / Roger Craig / Eddie George taking the rock. Like, all he's you up, have to do, up. Nick Foles, is not be stupid. And you
well,
should
it's hard
games.
For him, though. Nick Foles struggles with not
it's
being
a tall
stupid
order for some.
Yeah, that's a difficult
one. He does have a perpetually stupid look on his face, too.
He does.
Sam Bradford is meat. Like, I'm done with that. They won
a
game last week.
He had a wide open guy and missed him at the end of the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
He was right. I mean, that really made any difference, but for the
Miles
love
Austin,
of God.
You know, and if
yeah, Miles Austin.
So much with him, it's on one play, dude, it looks like he's thinking he's too fast. And then on the very next play, it's too slow.
They know
like
it,
some
by the way.
Some quarterbacks just are, wherever their dial is, it's one or the other, and you understand it. Uh-huh. That sometimes they're just not reading it quite, or they're anticipating.
I'm loving every Chip Kelly loss. Take your bum ass to the University of Miami where you belong.
Yeah, like consecutive plays are different kinds of
mistakes. The festival's not as intriguing as I expected.
Right?
Yeah,
people are leaving the festival.
You know what it was?
I am not intrigued enough.
It's the reason why.
Are you not intrigued?
The reason why Northwestern can compete is the reason why Art Briles is putting 80 points a game on people.
He's an asswipe, by the way.
Yes, did you hear
his comments about the? Well, he's a tough kid. He's got a broken neck.
Let's see if he can play.
Yeah, it's a kid with a broken neck.
The problem is guys like that can scheme against sophomore and freshman corners. When they put five wide receivers out there, the kid that you were just in his living room is going to have to make plays. In the NFL, there's not that big a talent difference between the Jags and, let's say, the Dolphins.
Right.
You know, a team that's going to lose 12 games and a team that's going to win 9.
And usually they're smart enough to have seen what you're doing.
And you have to be a talent evaluator. So what Chip Kelly doesn't have the luxury of anymore is having 80 dudes who all want to wear Nike gear in Oregon. Mm-hmm. He's got 53 that he has to manage their egos and think that he's going to get the most out of them.
Let me ask you guys a question. You all know there's so many idioms and sayings about if ifs and buts.
If we're candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
What else?
If an if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Okay. Terry, you know any
answers? You'll do that anyway. Yeah.
It's not if.
All right. If an if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
But that would be if.
No, it's a fifth.
This is what Jim Harbaugh said today. Okay, Jim Harbaugh was asked like about ifs. You know, what if they had done differently on the
if
last?
If the queen had such and such,
right.
She'd be the king.
Right, exactly. No, he said if worms. First, he said. I'm not into ifs or thats.
He just doesn't use those words. This is where Jim Thompson will learn from.
Ifs or thats. Or thats. I'm not into ifs or thats. No, ifs or thats. And then he said this one. If worms had machine guns, birds would be scared of them.
And he's like the comedian.
I really don't think so.
He's like the comedian that you put me on to a few years back. The guy who
Mitch Hedberg.
Yes, Mitch Hedberg. That's what he. No, Harbaugh's Hedberg.
If worms had machine guns, they couldn't use them. They don't have any arms.
But
Jim,
if they carried them, they'd find a way to wrap themselves around the trigger and squeeze it.
Slow, right? Man.
Wrap yourself around the trigger.
Make a knot out of itself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
No.
Birds would just fly their ass away while the worm is headed towards the trigger.
Yeah, the bird has a nice machine gun.
Right. See you later.
On this edition of Friday Fung's Dumb Arguments.
He's crazy, but he can coach my team anytime. I think he's
3 years.
Yep.
And then
at least 3 years.
And then the crazy wears off.
Yeah, when I stay away from him. I'm not gonna approach him with anything because he's too crazy, but I'm gonna let him coach.
I'm not into ifs or thats. What's wrong with that? Ifs or thats. What's wrong with that?
Once again, you're pronouncing it wrong.
Dat.
Dat.
Sorry.
Hold dat. And ifs.
Hold dat.
And fifth. F-I-F.
I like that.
If an if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. I think I heard that from my pops once. You know, I was explaining to him about grades. And I was like, I used to tell my parents in my AP and honors classes that C's were actually A's for the regular kids. and my mom and dad was like, get your dumb ass out of my face right
trying
now.
To sell
right.
them on that?
Oh, yeah, I used to tell them like Lowe's.
What was the movie Richard Kind who's telling? A C? That's a Jewish F.
See, obviously it was the other way around in my household.
I don't think it was for Jason. Right. It could be. I don't think so, though. I don't think that works for him.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. This shift change, or the shift game, as is written here, was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, who are home Friday night for craft beer night. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. What's on your big board today, fellas?
You guys have John Fox speaking soon, or did he already take care of it?
No, he spoke early.
He did.
He would have declined that 10-second runoff in the Jets-Patriots game, too, by the way.
Yeah, right. Todd Bowles getting his John Fox
on. It was a bad day for clock management for the brothers.
There's a lot of Bulls we're going to get into, I think, once it's said. It was time of year to talk some of a little bit of basketball. It was good hearing Mike Fratello. I think he's right on it when he's talking about some of these. I'm surprised he mentioned Boston, though, because I think he's probably a year early.
Well, got him getting in.
Well, they might, but I don't know.
You know what you got to do with that, too, Speeds? You got to take out certain teams and then replace them, because Portland has no chance of making the playoffs in the West. You look at Brooklyn, they're going to fall out. I like Miami a lot. I like Indiana a lot. I think Orlando's going to scare a lot of people. I think Milwaukee's about to take a jump, but the top three is still the same.
How about Detroit? I've seen people split on that.
At some point, they're going to take a step.
I don't think so yet.
You know what you have to do, though, is what Stan Van Gundy is going to do this year defensively and talking to some people, he is going to allow Andre Drummond to never, ever guard a pick and roll. So what's going to happen is you're going to have these little tiny guards that they have, like Brandon Jennings. Those dudes are going to have to run over and through screens. So physically, can your guards do what you're asking them to do if no big is ever going to hedge?
Well, the good news is, though, you're going to really protect him from foul trouble.
That's what he wants to do.
That he'll be able to play 42 minutes a night.
He thinks he's Dwight Howard with a heart. That's exactly what he thinks he is. So if he can keep him in the game, Andre Drummond is athletically dying. That's a 275-pound man that can get up and down like that. So there aren't much. I don't think the Pistons are there yet. I think the Bulls.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Joakim Noah knows all about Andre Drummond.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, no, the Drummond package has been presented.
You don't have to
many a
tell
time.
Him anything about that.
Looking forward to it, man. The league is coming back. We get to start watching hockey again if you'd like.
And the Bears will come back for you next week.
Yeah, I think they'll beat the Vikings.
And I guess I'll be the only one watching the World Series. Am I the only guy?
I'm watching.
Yeah. No, I'll watch.
See?
I'll watch everything.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not going to talk about Should it be much. Good. I'm messing with you.
Should be a good week. Yeah. All right, man, have a good show. Enjoy yourselves.
You guys be the wonderful people that you always are.
Oh, my God.
For the next 4 hours.
Skypoint. Let the arrow go on that.
It was a fifth shift change.
You'd all be drunk.
If it was a fifth, your aunt would have balls?
Oh, yes. Something. I mean, depending on what kind of fifth you're drinking.
If your aunt had machine guns,
then candy and
birds. It'd be a bird with balls.
And having a Merry Christmas.
All right. And Harbaugh's like, yes.
The Boys and Birds show down. Coming up next. Spiegel and Goff right back here for you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. There were plenty of people celebrating victories at different sports venues across the country this past weekend. They stormed the field at Georgia Tech after a stunning upset of ninth-ranked Florida State. There was a feeling of redemption at USC after the Trojans whipped third-ranked Utah. The Kansas City Royals won a second straight American League pennant. But the real headlines were tragic. In Stillwater, someone who was apparently drunk drove her car into a crowd of people during Oklahoma State's homecoming parade, injuring dozens, killing four, including a two-year-old. It didn't seem right to play a football game that afternoon, but they did. Then on Sunday came word that Flip Saunders, the president and coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, had died of cancer at the age of 60. Few people knew how sick Saunders was. His death casts a pall on this week's start of the NBA season. I'm John Feinstein.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you're our kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit devire.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51Chicago.com. Tailgating is tradition in Chicago. Score a touchdown with America's number one Bloody Mary mix, Mr. and Mrs. T. Available at Ultra Foods and Strack and Van Til. Make the pregame party easy. Just pour, stir, and enjoy. Every bottle is made with only premium ingredients for a legendary made-from-scratch taste in every drink. A lineup including original, bold, and spicy, and horseradish makes Mr. and Mrs. T. Bloody Marys perfect for any occasion. Make it a winning season. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T., the official Bloody Mary of the Chicago Bears today at Ultra Foods and Strack and Van Til.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, veterans. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I want to talk to you about your mortgage options as a veteran. Here's what you can do. You can take up to 100% cash out of your home because you're a veteran. You'll never pay monthly mortgage insurance because you're a veteran. And you can buy a house with no money down. You get it, because you're a veteran. Call me today at 888-59-LOANS and learn your options. There are little to no closing costs to refinance with HLP Mortgage. If you believe you're paying too much with your current mortgage, if you're paying monthly PMI, if you're struggling with bills and other payments that you would like to eliminate before the holidays, then call today. The number again is 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. And remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
You can attend the Florida Atlantic University MBA Test Drive on Saturday, October 24th, and get insight about the executive and professional MBA programs, meet the MBA team, and network with faculty and current students over lunch. There is a lecture with Professor Yitzhak Kreis, former Surgeon General and Brigadier General of Israel, and a world-renowned expert in military medicine and disaster management. You can join them on October 24th. More information is available at faumba.com. That's faumba.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
At each store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several problems for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, along with persistent revving at someone's back door. Oh, it's a good day for it. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Boyce.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Zach Zaidman at 1:40. Matt Bowen at 2. Second half at 3:30. Surprises along the way as well. Why are you sitting there? Didn't you sit there last time?
Yeah, I don't want to sit there.
Why not?
I like it better here. I'm more comfortable. This is
because I realized I couldn't see you. And isn't that sort of my idea?
Don't move your screen. I don't want to see you.
I've got to move this over here. And then I can't see him.
Well, who can't you see?
Tannehill. I got to see him.
Oh, that's a shame.
So I have to see your...
yeah, nobody wants you looking at them.
I want to see your various gesticulations.
Matt hides during the show, so I didn't have to see
you. I didn't
know you were
there.
I'm trying to hide, so I don't have to see you. Leave Tannehill alone. He had a great day yesterday.
I know. He threw for how many yards?
Oh, my God. 4 touchdowns of 50 yards or more, or whatever the hell it was, and 97,000 straight completions, and he got credited by the one, the only, our guy, George Hoffman.
But we can't play it.
We can't play it.
It sucks.
It's so good. It just pops up. Here he comes. What, George? even Peach goes, "What is wrong with him?" And I said, I didn't say a word. I just went, "Oh, wow." And she goes, "What's wrong with him?" And she got it.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com.
Text
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at Boars_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. Boarsandbernstein.com. The radio.com app helps you enjoy or loathe the show from anywhere you may be. Without a radio or a computer, you can still be haunted by Boars and Bernstein. Our producers, Matt Abaticola.
Some eagle must have the ball at the bottom of that pile. No, they don't. Some way, as the play gets reset.
I heard it. He said it.
Wow.
It was clean, too. He left the L out of clock.
Oh, well, that gets reset.
Yes, it does.
They do that, too, now, in NFL games. Yeah.
And they reset it differently, but they reset it differently.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr. He keeps it high and dry. Maybe soon be Joey Logano.
Chris Tannehill.
He's standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shaft in his hand.
I didn't think that was allowed, but...
Well, he said it.
That means he's got more to spare. Congratulations.
Captain Indestructo.
Scoreboard update.
1:31, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're live at the Advocate Center, where the Bulls just completed their practice on the eve of the beginning of the NBA season. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers here tomorrow. And what about Derrick Rose and his status? The coach, Fred Hoiberg, updates us on that one.
Yeah, Derrick's going to go. We'll start Derrick tomorrow. And, we'll see on minutes. He doesn't have any restrictions per se, but You know, we'll be a little bit careful just for the fact that he hasn't had a lot of practice time. You know, just a couple days before the game against Dallas in Nebraska last week.
And Rose told us that he is still having some moments of double vision, with the doctor saying it could be another week or two before it completely clears up. You'll hear from Rose on our next update at the top of the hour. The Bears also just completed their first workout on the week as they prep for Minnesota on Sunday. And tonight in the NFL, it's Baltimore at Arizona. We'll have the broadcast right here on The Score later this evening. Scare up the savings and haunt down the hot Halloween deals during Jewel Osco's humongous four-day sale. Stop in soon and save on everything from spirits and great booze offers to candy, cupcakes, and other frightful favorites. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. It's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, it could just be my imagination, and this is just an observation from I find particularly yesterday, when there were so many choices for me anyway, what to watch, that I find a Sunday without the Bears an absolute delight.
I agree.
Absolute delight. I mean, here's the thing. You can watch real football and real people do things. Not pitter patter around and, you know, not, ooh, I'm too careful. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. We don't play anything that way. No. Play.
See, for
play.
Me, we watched a little later in the day, but for me, it was an invitation to go fishing.
Oh.
That was, instead of sitting in front of a television on a day like that, it was time to go catch a bunch of bass and crappie and spend the rest of the afternoon doing that. So that's what I did.
I think you missed one of the best games of the season.
Oh, we saw some here and there, and I'll go back and watch the highlights. The one-hour versions are great. The NFL.com,
yeah.
they do all that. But it's,
yeah.
I didn't want to sit in front of a television all day.
I think if what we have left with the Bears is, I don't know what it is exactly, but whatever we have left, 10 games of it yet, I think it makes it more palatable if you actually know that there's somebody playing real football. Occasionally, if you really want to watch a football game, if you've got in your heart to watch a football game, I never left the Jets and Patriots game yesterday. There was no reason. Even with the Vikings on, I don't need to scout the Vikings. They'll arrive soon enough. They'll arrive. But, I mean, it's like a different league. Holy crap.
I mean, those two teams are really good
teams.
Yeah,
they are. That's what I mean. It just was.
And it looks like Todd Bowles knows what he's doing.
He does.
He knows how to coach a defense.
He does.
Because there are some suddenness and some speed. Yep. And they did it a lot of it.
Through agency. I mean, they did. So, I mean, the NFL is one of those places you can do it. I think there are 8 free agents starting. I want to say something like that with the Jets that he got in and built that defense. And yeah, that's a terrific defense. That's a terrific defense, but Tom Brady just cuts you to ribbons. I don't care who you are, what you do, how good you are.
You ever seen pick plays run with that kind of precision?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same stuff that everybody tries to run. They're just better at it.
They're just better at it. I mean, and it's just nice to see somebody not just turtling and saying, oh, we got to hold on to, you know, we're winning here. We'll just do this and then kick the ball. There's no damn chance they're ever going to do that.
Get used to it, though. That's what your guy Foxy does.
I don't want to see it again.
You're going to see it again. Get used to it. Zach Zaidman has the latest on the Bears next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888 888- 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halioak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman.
Those Syracuse guys are always special.
Oh, whatever.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
By the way, I know you guys are connoisseurs of the barbecue.
I'm really not, actually.
I'll have to take the word for it.
Mr. Sourpuss.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Down to Zach.
Down here with Kai Long.
We're a team, Zach. And we got a team of guys. Where if one guy's down, we got another guy that's a part of the team ready to step up.
Zach Zaidman.
John Fox always said, hey, you just move 4 feet. It's no big deal. You're still blocking. But it is a big deal.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Zach Zaidman with Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Zach is brought to you by Napleton's Arlington Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Head Napleton, second to none since 1931.
On Twitter, you find Zach at Zach Zaidman, and you find him now in the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Back to work, Zach. What do you know?
Well, we don't know much in regards to the Jeremiah Ratliff situation other than what we've learned through our reporting, because John Fox held his first news conference since the release of Ratliff, and while every question that you want asked was asked, Dan,
okay,
we did not get the kind of answers I think you wanted to those questions. So I'm going to play raw for you about 2.5 minutes of the beginning of this news conference in which the head coach was peppered with questions in regards to why the Bears cut Jeremiah Ratliff.
You know, I think just like everything, you know, you evaluate and every decision we make is what we feel is best for the football team.
How did you communicate to the team after an incident that's obviously pretty unusual?
Really, like every day, one of the first things we talk about in team meetings are any roster moves or adjustments. And so the first they heard about it from me, I guess, was this morning.
Ratliff's temper issues have been an issue before. What made this an unmanageable situation for Ryan and for the Bears?
Yeah, I think, you know, every situation is, you know, individually different. You know, like we mentioned, I know in Ryan's release that, you know, like all our personnel decisions, regardless of who and what name's on it, it's what we feel like is best for the football team, and his was no different.
Right, but what made this too difficult to handle? You know, what made this the best decision for the Bears?
You're bringing up all those questions. For us, it was real simple. You know, we released Jeremiah Ratliff, and we added Ziggy Hood. And we feel like that's in the best interest of our football team.
Yeah, but what was there about that situation that made it, you know, this is not a normal situation when you fire your starting nose tackle?
You know, I don't know that really any of the decisions in this league are actually normal, but, you know, guys are constantly evaluated. Well, you said that. I didn't.
Well, it is.
That's your opinion.
You guys have talked a lot about Ratliff being one of your best defensive linemen. Now that he's gone, how does that group get affected up front?
You know, I think, you know, we're get to evaluate it. We're back out here Wednesday practicing. We had a light workout today introducing Ziggy Hood to, you know, to our defensive system. So he's performed at a high level here when he's been active and healthy, and we expect that to happen moving forward.
John, what do you know about Ziggy Hood's skill set, and what do you hope to learn throughout the course of this week?
You know, like I said, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's played a lot in this league at a high level. Did him coming out. Way back when he was a rookie. So, you know, I think, you know, once healthy, and, you know, I think he's pretty far along in that process. You know, I think he's a frontline defensive lineman.
Because the police were called last week, was the organization, were people worried about the safety of people in this building?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, that's why you have security, and that's why, you know, things are in place.
So. Every time you have to call the police, it's all like the same.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's sometimes if you think you need that, that's what you do for, you know, the safety of your building.
That you counted on from the very beginning.
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody that doesn't really meet our expectations and we think will help us moving forward, you know, I'm disappointed in really anybody that we have to release and move on from.
He's such a dingus. Air dingus.
He really is.
That's our guy.
He makes it sound like, oh, you know, anytime you have a guy threatening people in the building, it's all, you know, it's just everything. It's always the same. You know, yeah. Just a normal day. Just, that's why you have police. They serve and they protect.
Zach, your guy's a special man, boy. Yeah,
good luck with all of this. Good luck, Zach.
This one I don't understand. And Dan was peppering me with questions about this on Thursday. We really didn't get the information in terms of being able to piece the puzzle together until late Thursday night. But what we know is that he came into work, and I don't believe the Bears began Wednesday morning with the thought process that they were going to add another defensive lineman to the mix and cut Jeremiah Ratliff.
But no, I was told, Zach, that this has happened multiple times, of him arriving at the building not in a condition to practice or play.
So it was said,
this was the confrontation over this particular behavior, and it escalated, did not go well. And even after the work day at Halas was over, there was increased concern about the safety of both Ryan Pace and John Fox. Maintained a presence just to make sure that Ratliff didn't follow up, and what were some really ugly specific threats.
Well, this is the first time that this regime has had to deal with this Jeremiah Ratliff, because last year, and we talked about this the last time I was on with you guys, that the week leading up to the regular season finale against the Minnesota Vikings last year, there was a similar incident where he was not in a manner in which he could do his job properly out on the practice field, and he was removed from that. There were some issues there, but again, he was not cut. There was no discipline whatsoever that week. He was made a team captain and played in the regular season finale against the Vikings.
Captain Morgan.
Last year. Yeah. There's obviously been a change, and one of the big things, Ryan Fox, the day he took over, the biggest thing he mentioned was a change in culture, and it's not just words. I mean, you've seen it. Now, they'll give opportunities because it still is a business, and it still is the National Football League. And I think we all understand that, you know, if a guy's gifted from a talent standpoint and offers something to your team, those guys are going to get multiple opportunities to make mistakes. But in Ratliff's situation, talking about a 34-year-old who isn't very durable, who's coming off a neck injury. Remember, he was the only player who could not complete the game against Detroit last week. So there was no guarantee that he was going to practice anyway to begin with on Wednesday. But apparently there was some incident with the training staff in the morning before the media even gets to Hallis Hall. And at that point, a family member was called in, I think his wife, and he left Hallis Hall, came back a second time. I think that was the brief incident in which some members of the media saw Ratliff and the general manager, Ryan Pace, in a heated exchange. And then there apparently was a third incident in which, Dan, those threats mm-hmm. that you were talking about, became something that concerned the organization. And then they finally made the move on Thursday, I guess when the player was in a right state of mind to terminate his contract and part ways with him. So that's what happened. And the bottom line is this regime, same thing when Ray McDonald came in here, they were willing to take a chance on him. One mistake, gone. That's what happened with him. And the same thing occurred with Jeremiah.
Yeah, this wasn't one mistake, though.
With this regime. See that?
Well, with this regime, this year already, he has shown up multiple times in a condition that was something other than optimal for practicing or playing.
Right.
This regime this year, this was not a one isolated strike incident, and you're done. Yeah. Not an isolated incident. Mm-hmm. That there's something wrong with him. And this is what's a little scary, Zach, is it's one thing for it to not be the Bears' concern anymore, but you really start to worry. Once a guy loses the support system, the infrastructure about coming to work every day and being part of an NFL team, when you have these issues, you start to have concerns, not only for him and people around him, but very often for a 34-year-old player, you have to consider underlying issues that create, you know, sometimes you've got self-medication due to pain. Sometimes you get, frankly, a deteriorating brain, and you don't know, and it really does cause worry.
You know, this is an interesting conversation. Maybe you guys can get somebody on from the NFLPA just to talk about the different things that they have available for players who leave the game that find themselves in the kind of situation or situations that you guys talked about, because it is a fascinating subject.
And it was ignored last year. Is that correct? I mean, I don't know if ignore is the right word, but the Trestman and them did not step on it like Fox did or Ryan Pace did, right? I mean, there were times last year I was told when it was the same thing, but Trestman did nothing.
He had a player last year who called a press conference on his own.
Yeah, so ignored it, right, Zach?
It was a very different regime the last couple of years. Okay. And I think they were
just checking
that structure that you need within the building. You know, Dan talked about the structure, Terry.
Yeah.
That's always here. I don't necessarily know that structure was here last year. It is here now, and usually the first thing you hear when anyone talks, and I know he doesn't give you the kind of sound bites that you want, that's just the way John Fox is. But behind closed doors, the thing you always hear in regards to this regime and his method of coaching and the way he runs things at Hallis Hall, the word you hear is professionalism. And I think there is that here. And that's why the actions of Wednesday could not be tolerated. And they said goodbye and let him go, even though it makes the team weaker on the field. But again, you're talking about a guy who, even on the field, you had to question how often you were going to actually get a healthy Jeremiah Ratliff.
Right.
Because that had been an issue the last few years with him.
And you're fit at that position now for sure as the Bears move into the last 10 games of the season.
Yes, because remember, Ego Ferguson this season was put on injured reserve because he's been dealing with a knee injury.
Right.
So, so Ziggy Hood gets added to the mix, former first-round pick of the I guess you're never really a former first-round pick. You're always a first-round pick, right?
Correct. Unless you have that status rescinded somehow, and I don't know that we've got a precedent for that.
And, you know, I'm literal about that stuff. So just one. But it was interesting. He was asked, Fox was asked about, you know, depth being a concern at defensive line. The Eagle Ferguson's name was mentioned, and obviously with Jeremiah Ratliff being let go, and Fox again said everything's concerning. We haven't been healthy
all
season.
Concerned.
You're right, exactly. So he's never going to let you.
Problem.
Yeah, exactly. So that's John. But yeah, it's an issue heading into the second half of the season. I think the good news for them is that from an offensive standpoint, you are getting healthier. And you do have Alshon Jeffrey back and Eddie Royal back. And, you know, Kyle Long's beginning to understand what he needs to do at right tackle. And
they're a team, Zach.
They're
a team, Zach. You know that,
they
okay?
They are a team. And right. You know, Charles Leno Jr. has gotten an opportunity to play at left tackle because Jermaine Bushrod was banged up for most of the first half. And I think he took advantage of that opportunity. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, they don't let us into the portion of practice where they actually line up, so we're not going to get an idea of who's playing where this week. But you consider some of the pass rushers that Leno has had to go up against in the last three games. And, you know, Ziggy Ansah in the last game with Detroit, and then they faced Justin Houston and Tamba Ali the game before that, and Aldon Smith and Khalil Mack against the Raiders. And, you know, those guys, you didn't hear their name nope. called a lot. So I think it's encouraging the way he's played at the edge. And, you know, if Bushrod is healthy, it remains to be seen where he's going to play. I can't tell you that Antrell Roll was back on the practice field today. I don't know if that means he was limited or if he practiced in full. We don't know. The Bears are not required to give an injury report until Wednesday. And you better believe that John Fox isn't going to do anything unless he's required to by the league. So that's the situation that they're in. I did not see Shea McClellan, though, and I believe they did miss him with their run defense against Detroit the other day.
I agree. All right, Zach, we will be visiting you. Nuggets and Tidbits, quickly?
Do you really want Nuggets and Tidbits?
I don't know if you get something fast, otherwise, no.
Bears have lost five consecutive games against NFC North teams. The last time they beat an NFC North team, the Vikings at Soldier Field. The Vikings only have two wins in the state of Illinois since the start of this millennium. Last one, 2007, that was Adrian Peterson's big day.
Wow. Thank you, Zach. Zach was brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons.
Matt Bowen is next on The Score. Keep it here.
This football season, trust our team of Bears experts to deliver. Brad Biggs, Olin Cruz, Tom Thayer, Mike Florio, Dave Wanstead, Dan Pompey, Rodney Harrison, Zach Zaidman, Matt Bowen, Jeff Joniak, James Big Cat Williams, Paul Barkish, Patrick Manley, and more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else to talk Bears. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under $25,000 by Kelley Blue Book Alex, KDB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received five-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. During our 2015 clearance, lease a Sonata for $126 a month for 36 months with $3,276 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 60 months. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? Ha ha, no response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people. And their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kinda seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can talk.